In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主圣名作见证。
But before I give my testimony, I'd first like to introduce myself.
在我做见证之前，我想先自我介绍。
So my name is Victoria.
我的名字叫 Victoria.
I'm originally from Miami, but I came to California to USC for college.
然后我是住在佛罗里达州的迈阿密，然后我目前是在USC 就读大学。
So right now I'm in my first year of college, and I go to Baldwin Park TJC.
我现在是大学的一年级的学生，我平时到伯恩教会参加聚会。
So the testimony I'm going to give today is actually about my mom.
今天我所要做的见证是关于我母亲的见证。
So this is the story of how she came to believe in True Jesus Church.
是关于她如何来找到真耶稣教会。
But before I begin my testimony, I'd like to share a Bible story with everyone.
但是在我见证之前，我想要与大家分享一个圣经的故事。
If you don't have a Bible, it's fine because I'll just say it. So, this Bible story is actually in John chapter 4.
然后我所要分享的故事是约翰福音第四章。
So this story is about a Samaritan woman who was at the well drawing water one day.
然后这里记载着有一个撒玛利亚的妇人，她在井边取水。
And then Jesus was by the well and he asked the lady to give him a drink.
然后耶稣来到井边跟这位妇人要水喝。
And then the Samaritan woman's kind of confused because Jesus is a Jew and the lady is a Samaritan and they don't get along very well.
但是这位撒玛利亚的妇人她质疑了她犹豫了因为耶稣是犹太人犹太人与撒玛利亚人是互不相往来的
So once Jesus and this lady gets talking they start talking about something called living water、
哦、所以耶稣就与这妇人开始谈了起来他们谈话的主题就是关于活水
And this lady thinks it's very interesting so they keep talking and she finds out that Jesus is the Messiah
然后这位撒玛利亚妇人觉得活水这个话题非常有趣所以她就与耶稣一路详谈之后她发现主耶稣就是他们所期待的弥赛亚
So she gets really excited and she goes out to tell all of her friends
所以她非常的激动她就回到城里邀请她的朋友来认识耶稣
So when I give my testimony today I want you guys to keep that story in mind
所以当今天我与大家分享我母亲的见证的时候希望大家也能够将这个撒玛利亚妇人的故事放在心里
Because the Samaritan lady's story doesn't end there. There's rather an end to it.
因为撒玛利亚妇人的故事并不是就此打住了
But we'll talk more about that later.
然后我们会继续的来分享
So my mother, she grew up in a Catholic church.
我的母亲从小在天主教长大
So that's how she came to know about God and Christianity.
然后她也在天主教当中认识了神以及基督教派
But that wasn't really the reason why she wanted to look for God.
但这不是唯一使她想要寻找神的原因。
So she began her search for God when she was considering coming to America because my mom's from Taiwan.
然后我母亲她原住在台湾，当她要来移民美国的之前，她开始思考要来寻求神。
So then she compared the economic status of the U.S. and Taiwan.
所以他在出国前他开始比较台湾与美国的经济社会情况
The US's history is much shorter than that of Taiwan's or maybe even China's
美国的历史与中国历史相较起来短了许多
Yet today it's the number one superpower in the world
然而美国却是世界的第一强国
So she wondered how that could happen
所以他思想说美国为什么会成为第一强国呢
So she attributed the US's successto the country's basis on Christianity.
所以母亲认为美国今天的繁荣是来自于对神的一个尊重。
Because the reason America was settled because people wanted to worship God in a different way.
美国之所以诞生是由于清教徒想要用他们的方式来敬拜神而建立的。
And as a child, when I went to school every day, they had us say the Pledge of Allegiance.
所以小时候我上小学的时候他们会要我们读像是要宣誓跟国旗宣誓
And they always say one nation under God
然后说这是在 在神底下的一个国家。
And if you take out a $1 bill,
如果我们将一元的美国纸钞美元纸钞拿出来
，You see on in the middle of the bill says "In God We Trust."
我们在纸钞的中间看到我们信任神。
So the U.S. is very much a country founded upon Christianity.
所以我们可以说美国是一个基督教立国的国家。
But there was another reason why she began her search for God.
但是在她还有另外理由一直督促着来寻求神。
She read this biography, autobiography of Pearl S. Buck. Her Chinese name is 赛珍珠。
她读过赛珍珠的自传。
So when she was at a young age, her father left America to go to rural China.
赛珍珠年幼的时候，她的父亲就离开了家乡，到非常偏僻的中国。
Now that was kind of weird because why would anyone want to leave luxurious America to go to rural China?
然后这是一件非常奇怪的事，为什么一个人会愿意离开繁华的美国到一个偏僻的中国呢？
So my mom came up with two ideas.
所以我的母亲就下了两个结论。
It's either her father was crazy.
她父亲可能是个疯子。
Or that he was just really motivated by something.
或者是赛珍珠的父亲为什么被某件事情所吸引，让他去到中国
？Pearl's father wasn't crazy, so she thought that he was just really motivated by something.
然后，但是赛珍珠的父亲他并不是个疯子，所以那赛珍珠的父亲必定是为了某一个特定的原因来到了中国。
Her father actually went to rural China to do missionary work.
他的父亲实际上是到了非常到中国非常偏僻的地方去传教。
So she thought that.Pearl's father was just really motivated by God's love.
所以他觉得赛珍珠的父亲必定是被神的爱所激励来做传教的工作。
And for those of you who don't know, Pearl S. Buck is actually a Nobel Prize winner.
然后如果说大家不知道赛珍珠，她其实是一个诺贝尔奖文学奖的得主。
And she was very successful.
然后她是一个非常有成就的人。
So my mom also thought that the reason why Pearl was so successful was because.Her father loved God, so he blessed Pearl on account of her father.
所以我妈妈也认为赛珍珠之所以在世上有如此的成就，是因为她有一个敬神爱人的父亲，然后所以神也因她的父亲大大的祝福赛珍珠。
So this is why she decided to search for God.
所以这也是让我妈妈决定要来寻求神的一个原因。
So she started looking for God in the Catholic Church where she started out.
所以她就回到她的原本的天主教。里面去寻找神。
Catholic churches are actually very, very beautiful. They have, you know, stained glass windows and very beautiful white churches.
天主教的教堂实际上是非常富丽繁，非常漂亮的。他们有彩绘玻璃，然后还有高耸的哥德式建筑。
So she thought, you know, maybe God might be here because they have very large congregations as well.
所以她想说，或许神喜欢在天主教堂里，因为在天主教堂里也有许多的信徒来崇拜神。
So she tried out this thing called Lent.
所以她就试着参加天主教的四旬节，或说是大斋期。
So what happens during Lent is that you give up something you hold dear for God. So you give up something for God. In many cases, it's meat.
然后，所以在大斋期的时候呢，信徒他以斋戒、施舍、克己，或者是说刻苦的方式来赔偿自己的罪恶，然后为的是要向神表达他们对神的爱。所以因此，通常他们会割舍的一部分就是肉，他们就不吃肉。
So my mom decided to give up meat for a month.
所以我妈妈决定一个月不吃肉。
And when she was giving up meat, she was really happy because she thought that maybe this could bring her closer to God.
然后，所以当她决定不吃肉吃素，然后她就想说，或许这可以让她跟神更亲近。
But after that month was over and she went back to eating meat, she didn't feel any closer to God.
但是在大灾期过了之后，他又回去开始吃肉，然后他也不觉得这个经验让他跟神更加的亲近。
So basically nothing happened.
所以换句话说，他跟神之间的关系并没有任何的进展。
So by this time she flew to America and she decided to try another church.
然后后来他也就移民到美国，到了美国，他试着到不同的教会来寻求神。
So the next church she tried was the Baptist church.
然后他接下来找到的教会是浸信会。
And she told me that the people within the Baptist church were very nice.
然后我母亲告诉我，浸信会的信徒都非常的友善。
And they also have very large congregations.
然后他们的信徒也非常的多。
But after a while of staying with the Baptist church, she said she didn't feel anything either.
但是她在浸信会一段时间之后，她还是依然没有感受到神的存在。
So she left.
所以她决定离开。
And then she said that she had Bible studies with Jehovah Witnesses for 6 months.
之后，我的母亲与耶和华见证人，联人会一同查考圣经约六个月的时间。
She told me Jehovah Witnesses people were also very nice.
然后母亲告诉我，耶和华见证人会的信徒也非常的友善。
And they're also known for being very fervent evangelists.
而且他们是非常热心的传教士。
But there was one problem.
但是他们当中有一个问题。
So as she studied the Bible with these Jehovah Witnesses, she found out that they actually don't believe Jesus is God.
因为当他们在查考圣经的过程当中，他母亲发现这些耶和华见证人实际上是不认耶稣是神的。
So they don't think Jesus is God. They just consider him that he was like a really good person that came to earth.
他们不以耶稣为神，他们只觉得耶稣是个好人。
So there is a couple of reasons why that can't be right.
然后所以基于以上的几个理由，让他觉得说这可能不是他要去的地方。
Because if Jesus wasn't God, but he died on the cross, that means that we would still have sin.
然后如果说耶稣不是神，他死在十字架上，那么他的死并没办法解决我们人罪的问题。
Because when we sin, we need, you know, the blood of something clean to wash it away, which is why in the Old Testament they often sacrificed animals.
因为在旧约时代，必须要用血才能够洗去人、洗去罪。那一个人、一个犯罪的人，必须靠一个无罪的人的宝血，才有可能洗去我们人的罪。
So if Jesus was human, that means he also had sin.
如果耶稣他是个人，那表示耶稣他也带着罪。
So that means that if Jesus died on the cross, it wouldn't help us with anything.
那换句话说，那一个有罪的耶稣基督死在十字架上，那他的死也没有办法解决我们人类罪的问题。
So that wouldn't mean anything for us at all.
所以耶稣的死对我们就没有任何的意义了。
So she thought that wasn't right, so she decided to go to another church.
所以她觉得，这个教会的教义不对，所以她就决定离开。
So the next church she went to was a Chinese Christian church.
然后之后，他来到了华人的基督教会。
And she said that the church actually had very good Chinese food.
他说，这个华人基督教会提供非常美好的餐点。
Which is a pretty big deal in Florida because we don't have very good Chinese food in Florida.
然后对住在佛罗里达的州的人来讲，要吃到好吃的中国菜是非常难的。
But after a while with this church, she didn't feel anything either, so she decided to move on.
即便这个教会有好吃的中国菜，但是她的妈妈还是无法感受到神，所以最后决定离开。
So then she said she started to study with the Mormon church.
后来我的母亲就与摩门教徒一起来查考圣经。
So the real name of the Mormon church is known as the Church of Jesus Christ and the Latter-day Saints.
然后摩门教他们本身有另外名字叫做耶稣基督后期圣徒教会。
And as she read their Bible, as she read their book, she found out how the Book of Mormon came to be.
然后所以当她在看摩门经的时候，她才发现说摩门经是怎么来的。
So the story goes like this, that the founder of the Mormon church had a dream.
然后这故事的来源是摩门教的教主他有一天做的梦。
And in that dream, an angel told him to go to a certain place and dig a hole.
然后在他梦里，天使对教主说，你要到某个地方挖个洞。
So then, the founder of the Mormon church wakes up, goes to the place and digs a hole.
所以摩门教的教主就从梦中醒来，到了指定的地方去挖了个洞。
And then, after he digs the hole, there's a book in there, and he picks it up, and that's the Book of Mormon, and that's how the Book of Mormon came to be.
然后他挖了洞之后，发现在洞里面有一本书，然后那本书拿出来就是他们今后的摩门经。
My mom thought that this was kind of strange.
然后我妈妈觉得这个故事有点奇怪。
Because if the word of God is so holy and so great, why would it come out of a hole in the ground?
我妈妈想说，如果神的话是神圣的，为什么这个圣经是来自于一个地洞呢？
So she thought that this wasn't right, so she left the Mormon church.
所以我妈妈觉得摩门教的教义也有问题，所以她就决定离开了。
So in the end, she went back to the Catholic church.
所以最后她再度回到了天主教。
Because she thought that God is holy, so therefore we should worship him in a solemn way.
然后我妈妈心想，神是圣洁的，那我们也应当用神圣的方式来敬拜神。
So she thought that the Catholic way used a very formal and solemn way to worship God, so she decided to stick with the Catholic Church.
然后我妈妈心想，天主教的礼拜仪式是非常庄严隆重的，所以以他们的敬拜方式让她觉得说这是个她应该去的地方。
But the problem with the Catholic Church is that they actually don't encourage their people to read the Bible.
但是在天主教的一个问题就是，天主教本身并不鼓励他们的信徒读圣经。
But my mom really wanted to know more, so she decided to read the Bible on her own.
但是我妈妈真的很想追求圣经里面的真理，所以她就自己不断的读查考圣经。
So she just started out in the New Testament because that was the easiest to read.
所以她就开始读新约，因为心想新约比较容易了解。
So she started reading, and then she came to a book that talked about the Holy Spirit.
所以她在她开始查考圣经当中，她读到了一本经卷，在探讨圣灵的事情。
And she read about it, and she thought it was really strange that even though it was in the Bible, she hadn't heard of anyone having this Holy Spirit.
然后她就开始觉得很纳闷，然后在圣经，她从来没有听过关于圣经的事，对，圣灵的事。
So she tried to find out what the Holy Spirit was.
所以她想要知道圣灵到底是什么。
But she had no idea how to find out.
但是她却不知道如何知道圣灵究竟是什么。
So she decided the best way was to ask every single Christian she knew whether or not they knew about the Holy Spirit.
所以我妈妈就想那个方法，她向她所有认识的基督徒询问关于圣灵的事。
So whenever she met new people, and she would just introduce themselves, and then she would find out if they're a Christian.
所以当他遇到一个新的朋友的时候，他就开始自我介绍，然后并且试着知道说对方是不是基督徒。
And then she would get really excited and ask him if they knew anything about the Holy Spirit.
如果对方是个基督徒，他会问他关于圣灵的事情。
But then the person would respond, no, they didn't know anything about Holy Spirit.
但是许多时候，所谓的他所遇到的基督徒都说他们不知道关于圣灵的事情。
So she did this for quite a while.
所以我妈妈就这样子问人，然后来寻求圣灵的事情。
Until one day she was invited by her friend to go out somewhere.
然后直到有一天，她被她朋友邀请去参加她朋友的约会。
It's kind of funny because my mom taught me some Chinese here. She said that Taiwanese people know what being a light bulb means.
然后我妈妈在这个时候教导我一句中文的词语，就是电灯泡。
So.Basically means that when you don't want to be alone with someone else, you invite someone else to be there, so you're not alone, and that's what they call a light bulb.
就是说，当你去参加约会的时候，如果你不想要自己独自参加，你就找个朋友跟你一起去参加赴这个约会。那你的朋友就像一个电灯泡，照亮彼此的关系。
So in English, we call this the third wheel.
而在英文来讲是就是第三个轮子。
Because you have two wheels, and then there's this really awkward one behind them.
因为如果只有两个轮子理论上是两个轮子一起跑，但是如果说两个轮子之后又出现了第三个轮子，那这台自行车就有点奇怪。
So she just decided to go because her friend was really insistent about her being a third wheel.
因为她的朋友真的很希望妈妈的朋友真的很希望我的妈妈能够成为她约会里面的电灯泡，所以我妈妈只好参加。
So when she gets there, it turns out that the other person had also brought a third wheel.
然后当他妈妈去参加朋友的约会之后，才发现被邀的另外一方也带了他自己的电灯泡。
So now there's four wheels.
所以现在总共有四个人参加这个约会。
So she gets talking to the other third wheel because they don't want to really get in their way.
所以这两个电灯泡就开始聊了起来。
So they start talking and then she asks him if he's Christian.
所以我妈妈就问另外一个电灯泡说，你是基督徒吗？
He says no, but his wife is.
他说哦，我不是，但是我的太太是个基督徒。
So then she gets really excited and says, "Oh, do you know anything about the Holy Spirit?"
然后妈妈就很兴奋地问他说，请问你知道什么是圣灵吗？
Oh, he's like, "Oh yeah, my wife knows."
他说哦，我太太知道啊。
Oh, she's like, "Really? It's like, what does she know about them?"
然后他说哦，是吗？那请问你太太对圣灵有多少了解呢？
And then he said, "Oh, her church is full of people who have the Holy Spirit."
我说哦，我太太的教会里面所有人都有圣灵。
And she's like, "What? That's impossible."
他说怎么可能？
Because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is given to very few people.
因为他圣经里面说圣经圣灵只给予少数的人
because it's a gift from God
因为圣灵是神的恩赐
but then, his, her,、but then the guy's like no no like, trust me they have a lot of them
然后那个另外的电灯泡说不不不你要相信我他们教会真的很多人都有圣灵
so they get talking for quite a long time
所以他们就一直一直不断的聊下去
So my mom was very excited and she goes home and she's very happy because she finally, you know, knew someone who knew something about the Holy Spirit.
所以我妈妈就满怀欣喜地回家因为她终于找到一个人对圣灵 有些许的了解。
So at that time, my father was away on a business trip.
可是那一天我的父亲他却因为出差而不在家。
So she gets home and her home is like entirely like flipped over.
然后可到她回家之后她却发现她的家遭了小偷
Yeah, so she was robbed.
然后所有东西都被翻得乱七八糟
So like they stole her money, her jewelry, and even her wedding ring.
她把她的钱、钱财、珠宝，甚至她的结婚戒指都偷了
So she stayed there and cried a little bit.
所以我妈妈就伤心的一直哭
But then a thought popped into her head. It's like, you know, if only I wasn't talking to that guy for so long, like I wouldn't have been robbed.
那时候她想说，如果我没有跟那个电灯泡讲话讲那么久的话，我可能家里面就不会遭洗劫一空了。
But then she thought about it for a second. It's like, oh, it doesn't matter because like it happened anyways.
可是后来她又想想，不论如何，事情都已经发生了。
And she was just like really excited that she finally knew something about the Holy Spirit. So she just kind of sucked it up and locked the door and went to sleep.
但是心想今天晚上最大的收获就是知道关于圣灵的事情所以得知圣灵事情的喜悦胜过了他遭小偷的难过所以他还是把门关起来就回房间睡了
So, in the weeks after that, she gets in contact with the guy.
所以一星期之后他联络上那个电灯泡
So then, she also gets in contact withhis wife, and her name is Sister Lin.
然后他也联络上他的妻子，然后一下就称她为林姐妹。
So then they start having a small family service together because Miami doesn't have a church.
然后之后因为在迈阿密并没有教会，所以我妈妈与林姐妹和她的先生就开始了小型的家庭聚会。
So then Sister Lin tells my mom, you know, about the basic beliefs of our church and the Holy Spirit.
所以林姐妹就对跟我妈妈描述介绍我们教会的十大教义以及圣灵。
And my mom is very happy, so they continue to have family service. But except Sister Lin doesn't have Holy Spirit.
然后所以他们在查考五大教义十大信仰基本信仰的教条然后他们也开始查考圣灵他们一起祷告可是林姐妹她却没有圣灵
So it's three people who don't really have the Holy Spirit but they're trying really hard to pray for it
所以这三个没有圣灵的人 就一起聚会一起祷告一起求圣灵
So then one time they're talking about the basic beliefs and it comes to water baptism
所以有一天当他们在查考基本信仰道理关于洗礼的事情的时候
So Sister Lin tells my mom that Oh, when you get baptized You have to be fully immersed in the water And you have to get baptized in living water
好所以林姐妹就对我妈妈说当你要受洗的时候你必须要在大水里面全身入浸然后才能够完成洗礼
So my mom agreed with all this But she had one question Why did we need to get baptized in living water?
然后我妈妈觉得诶这个很有道理但是她有个问题是为什么我们要在活水里面来接受洗礼呢
But Sister Lin couldn't answer this question.
但是林姐妹却答不出我妈妈的问题。
So my mom went home and she was being tortured by this question.
然后我妈妈回家之后一直苦恼着这个问题。
And she doesn't really know what to do.
她也不晓得该怎么办。
So she decides just to open the Bible.
所以她想说不然就把圣经打开来看吧。
But she doesn't know the Bible very well because she just, you know, studies it sometimes by herself.
但是我妈妈对圣经并不熟然后她只是偶尔会翻开圣经看一下。
So she just decides to give it a go. And she just randomly opens the Bible.
所以她就想说那就随意翻开吧就看看会看到哪段经文。
And the first page she opens up to is actually Mark chapter 1 verse 9.
然后他所翻到的第一个经文是马可福音一章九节。
So what that said, what that verse says is basically talking about Jesus getting baptized.
然后这段经文主要是讲耶稣接受洗礼的事迹。
And it said how he was baptized in the Jordan River.
然后提到说耶稣是如何在约旦河里受洗的。
Her mom thought this was kind of funny because she thought that God was just telling her just do what Jesus did.
然后她妈妈看了这段经文之后觉得非常有意思，因为神就告诉，好像在告诉她说，你就照耶稣所做的去做就对了。
And it was also very interesting because of the way that like God showed her this verse.
然后神透过这段经文来教导她这件事情也非常的有意思。
Because our church usually uses the verse Jeremiah 2 chapter 13 to say why we baptize in living water.
因为我们教会通常会用耶利米书2章13节来解释为什么我们要在活水里面施行洗礼。
But Jeremiah is kind of a hard book to understand.
但耶利米书是个比较让人难懂的一个经卷。
So can you imagine if my mom opened up to Jeremiah and saw the verse? She would have been like, what's this? And then closed the Bible and like went away.
我妈妈很，如果我妈妈她翻到了这段经文，她很有可能看了这段经文，实在是看不懂，就把圣经合起来就离开了。
So it's interesting because God knew exactly how to explain it to my mom in a way that she would understand why we need to baptize in living water.
然后这是奇妙的事情，就是神确实知道要用何种方式向我妈妈解释洗礼的道理，让她能够明白。
So that's how she.Knew about water baptism.
所以这就是我妈妈学习关于洗礼道理的经过。
So since Sister Lynn is in Miami, a place without a church, Sister Lynn's mother becomes very worried about her.
因为林姐妹她住在一个没有教会的迈阿密城市里，所以林姐妹的母亲就非常担心他们的信仰状况。
So her mother gets a pastor in California to tell the pastor in Tampa to visit Miami.
所以林姐妹的母亲就拜托在加州的传道去请在 Tampa 教会的传道能够去拜访她的妈妈，拜访林姐妹。
So then my mom gets word of this and she invites the Tampa people, the church, the Tampa church to go over to her house.
哦，所以当 Tampa 教会的人来拜访林姐妹的时候，我的母亲也被邀请一同参加他们的聚会。
And she says that this was her first encounter with the Holy Spirit.
然后母亲说这是她第一次接触圣灵的经验。
She even told me the exact day she encountered the Holy Spirit. It was May 4th, 1993.
然后这一天是我妈妈永生难忘的。她告诉我就是在1993年5月4号那一天，她第一次遇见了圣灵。
So she was very happy about this, but the Tampa church people had to leave. But she invited them to come back again.
然后我母亲与 Tampa 教会有非常快乐的一个相聚时光，然后所以当教会的人离开之前，她也被邀请去参加 Tampa 教会的灵恩布道会。聚会吗
？Yeah, just like tell them to come down.
就邀请他们能够有空能够到 Tampa 参加聚会。
So sometime later, Tampa Church came down again.
然后不久之后，Tampa 教会再次拜访他们。
So she really wanted to get baptized, but True Jesus Church doesn't, you know, baptize everyone. You have to like truth seek for a certain amount of time.
哦，那时候我母亲非常想要接受洗礼，但是真耶稣教会不会轻易的为人施洗，总是希望说，慕道朋友们能够对圣经、对道理更明白了之后再接受洗礼。
So my mom was.Kind of sad because she was wondering whether or not she should ask them whether or not she can get baptized.
所以我妈妈心里就非常的质疑，就不也有点感伤，不确定是否要向 Tampa 教会的信徒提起她受洗的这件事。
So she was just like thinking about whether or not to ask them, but she wasn't really listening to the sermon they were playing in the background. Because back then, since Miami doesn't have a church, they play sermon tapes for their service.
然后在1990年代在迈阿密地区他们没有教会，然后他们聚会的方式就是放其他教会的讲道录音带。然后当时候我的母亲一直担心到底要不要问她受洗的事情，所以她并没有专心的在听讲道录音带。
But then she thought there was no use in worrying about this, so might as well just listen to the sermon.
可是后来她也想到说，既然她开不了口，那不如就专心听讲到录音带吧。
So she decides to pay attention, and then the first thing the pastor says is, "Turn to Acts chapter 22."
然后她当她决定仔细听 听录音带的时候，他听到的第一件事情就是请翻开到《使徒行传》第22:16。
Verse 16, and then that verse basically says, "Why tarriest thou? Get up and be baptized."
那段经文实际上就是说，你为何迟疑呢？起来受洗吧。
So my mom was kind of thinking it was funny because it was like God telling her you should get baptized.
然后我妈妈听到这个录音，她就非常的惊喜，她想说，哇，神要我来接受洗礼。
So then after the sermon, the tape is done, she asks if she can get baptized.
所以在他们听完讲到录音带之后，我的母亲就问天马教会的人说，她可不可以洗礼？
And then they say, yeah, you can come get baptized. Come to our spiritual convocation later.
她说，哦，欢迎啊，但是你要来参加我们的灵恩布道会。
And she says yes, and she's very happy.
然后妈妈就很高兴地答应了他们的邀请。
But then between that,time she became pregnant.
然而在灵恩布道会来临之前，我的妈妈怀孕了。
So in the past, her body was not that well, so she like giving birth was very difficult for her.
然后因为我的母亲过去的身体不太好，她有习惯性流产，然后生产过程也是经常会经历难产的事。
So the doctor said that you have to lie down in bed and you can't move.
所以当我母亲怀孕的时候，医生就吩咐她必须要卧床休息。
But there was a problem with that because she wanted to go get baptized.
但是对她妈妈的难题就是，如果她妈妈要卧床休息的话，她就不能够到 Tampa 教会去参加灵恩会接受洗礼。
So she was kind of conflicted. It's like if she went to Tampa and you know moved her body around a lot, she might you know risk losing her child.
所以我妈妈内心非常的挣扎，因为她知道如果她要到 Tampa。旅行到 Tampa 去参加灵恩会，她很可能就因此流产，失去她的孩子。
So she thought about this for a while, and then in the end she decided to go.
然后，所以她挣扎了许久之后，她还是决定要去 Tampa 教会参加灵恩会。
Because she thought, if all life belongs to God, and I go to get baptized for God, then you know God has the power to help my child.
所以我妈妈的想法很简单，神若是掌管生命的神。那么我到 Tampa 去参加灵恩会，为了神来接受洗礼，那么神一定会照顾我腹中的胎儿。
So she decided to go to Tampa and she stayed in a motel.
所以我妈妈就决定起身到 Tampa， 然后她就住在一个汽车旅馆里。
So during spiritual convocation, when she was listening to the sermons, she heard a testimony about a brother who saw a vision during the sermon.
所以在参加灵恩会的期间，他听见了一个弟兄见证他所看到的异象。那个弟兄见证说，他看到神，给他让他看他钉伤的手。
Oh, okay, so the brother said that he saw a vision of Jesus coming down from heaven along with two angels, and then Jesus showed the brother the scars in his hand.
哦，就是说在祷告当中，这位弟兄他看到了异象，在异象里面，耶稣与两位天使由从天而降，然后主耶稣就将他钉伤的手给那位弟兄看。
So after this, my mom was very happy because she thought that like she had the honor of being in the same room as Jesus Christ.
当我妈妈听到这个见证之后，她欣喜若狂，因为她觉得能够与耶稣同在一个房间里面是相当荣幸的事。
So she was baptized, and after baptism, she didn't really get the Holy Spirit, and then she just went back to Florida.
好，所以我妈妈她接受了洗礼，然后但是她并没有得着圣灵，然后之后她就回家了。
So then when she was at home, trying to pray to get the Holy Spirit,
然后当她回到家之后，她试着在家中祷告求圣灵。
And then she finally received the Holy Spirit.
然后神也让她在家中得到了宝贵的圣灵。
She realized this because when she was praying, her tongue started rolling.
因为我妈妈发现说，当她在祷告的时候，她的舌头开始跳动了起来。
So when she was trying to enjoy, you know, the Holy Spirit, but like within a few seconds of her receiving the Holy Spirit, she got a phone call.
然后但就在我妈妈得到圣灵之后不久，然后电话就响了。
So then, Sister Lynn picks up the phone and tells her that she's not going to lose her baby.
然后林姐妹打电话跟她说，她不会流产。
Then Sister Lynn says that a sister in Tampa saw two visions.
然后林姐妹对她说，在 Tampa 教会有位姐妹看了两个异象。
So the first vision was a vision of my mom clothed in white and she was holding a baby.
然后在第一个印象呢，印象当中，这位姐妹看见我的母亲身穿白衣，抱着一个婴孩。
So, and then the second vision was that the sister saw a pair of hands holding a baby with white blue clothing.
然后在第二个印象，她看见有一双手抱着用蓝布包起来的婴孩。
So the baby had two teardrops on his eyes.
然后这个婴孩的眼旁有两滴眼泪。
And apparently he had really big eyes.
然后这个婴孩的眼睛非常的大。
So then the hands holding the baby disappeared, and then another pair of hands held the baby.
然而这双抱着婴孩的手突然消失，就出现了另外一双手来抱住这个婴孩。
The sister couldn't see the face of the person holding the baby, but she could see that there are two wings.
然后这位姐妹在印象当中没有看到这个人的脸，但是她可以看到这第二双手的这个人，这个有一双翅膀。
So that meant that was probably an angel.
所以他想说，那这第二双手可能是天使的手。
But then that pair of hands disappeared, and then the original pair of hands came back to hold the baby.
但是不久之后，这第二双手消失了，然后之后是由第一双手来继续抱着这个婴孩。
So when the sister saw the vision, she said that she didn't know whose hands they were.
然后虽然说这位姐妹看到了这个异象，但她却不知道这两双手到底是谁的手。
But then later, when she was telling this vision to my mom, and my mom was playing with her hair, she saw my mom's hand and says, "Oh, those are the hands."
然后所以后来她有一次看到我妈妈在拨头发的时候，她就认出说，哎，第一双手就是我妈妈的手。
So then, after that, Sister Lynn told my mom that actually another sister saw the same two visions.
而之后林姐妹又对我母亲说，实际上有另外姐妹也看到相同的两异象。
So my mom was very happy about this, but she asked Sister Lynn, why didn't they say this earlier?
然后所以我妈妈就很高兴，她就问林姐妹说，为什么这两位姐妹不早一点跟她分享这些异象见证呢？
So the first sister who saw the two visions didn't want to say anything because she was afraid that the pastor would tell her to go testify.
然后第一位姐妹她不想要见证分享的原因是因为她害怕传道会邀请她上台做见证。
Then the second sister didn't say anything because she was also scared of the same thing.
然后第二位姐妹不愿意做见证也是出于害怕上台做见证的恐惧。
So the lesson here is that if you see something, you should say something.
然后所以我们从这个故事学到的是，如果你看到异象要勇敢的做见证。
Okay, so then...But she was thinking about the first vision. The meaning of the first vision was pretty obvious.
所以当我母亲思考第一个意象的时候，这个意义是非常清楚的。
Because she was wearing white, so she knew that meant that she was going to be baptized.
然后因为在意象当中，我的母亲是身穿白衣，所以表示说我的母亲要接受洗礼。
And then she was also holding a baby, so that means that she would go through her birth fine.
然后这个因为在意象中的她是抱着婴孩，所以表示说她一定能够顺利平安的将孩子生下。
So then the second vision was a person holding a baby dressed in blue.
然后在这个意象是看到有人抱着用蓝布抱的婴孩。
So that meant that her baby was going to be a boy.
所以她心想，那这个婴孩必定是个男孩。
And then...The two tears on the baby's face would probably meant that she was going to have difficulty giving birth.
然后母亲心想，那这个孩子脸上的两滴眼泪可能表示说她可能会有些难产。
And she realized that because she really did go through a lot of physical trouble when she was giving birth.
然后的确，我母亲在生产过程当中经历了许多的苦楚。
So then, since she was having a lot of trouble giving birth, after she gave birth,To my older brother, she was bedridden for a really long time.
因为我的母亲在生我哥哥的过程当中经历了难产，所以她在生产之后躺在床上一段很长的时间。
So then, when she was bedridden, she remembered the other part of the second vision.
所以当她卧病在床的时候，她想起这第二个异象的另外的第二段。
So the two tears meant that something bad was going to happen, and she was probably going to be sick.
然后他想到说，那两滴眼泪可能表示是有不好的事情发生，他可能会生病。
So then when the first pair of hands disappeared, it meant that she couldn't hold her baby because she was sick.
然后所以当第一双手消失的时候就表示说可能就是我的母亲她经历病痛所以她没有办法再抱孩子。
But when the angel held the baby, she realized it was God telling her that God was going to take care of her baby for her.
但是她想到有天使的手在抱着她的孩子那表示神应许着神一定会替她为她照顾好她的孩子。
And when the original pair of hands came back again, she realized that it was God telling her that she was going to be better again.
然后在意象当中天使的手消失之后原来的那双手出现也就是他的手出现那表示说神预言他的身体一定会好转让他能够再回来照顾自己的孩子
So she was really sick for a really long time but she did get better eventually
然后我的母亲的确在生产之后生病了一段很长的时间但她最后还是身体强壮了起来
So then, you know, years after, and she's telling me the story now, she tells me how, like, she's heard testimonies of other people finding God so easily.
然后我当我妈妈在跟我分享这个见证的时候，她也同时告诉我，她当她与朋友分享这个见证，也让其他人明白神是如此的爱，然后也更容易的来认识我们的神。
So then, she told me there's a testimony about a pastor within our church. His name is Pastor Chen.
然后我妈妈后来又跟我分享了教会一位陈传道的见证。
So apparently he was walking home from work one day and he was thinking, you know, I should probably go to the church.
然后这传道有一天下班回家的路上心想说哎我或许应该来找个教会。
So then he looks up and he figures out there's a true Jesus church right across from his house.
然后当他心想要找教会的时候他头一举起来发现在他家对面有这耶稣教会。
And then there's other testimonies of people who, when they first kneel down to pray, they immediately receive the Holy Spirit.
然后也有其他见证，就是有人第一次跪下祷告就得着圣灵。
So my mom was thinking about this, and she's like, why is it only me who has such a hard time trying to find God?
然后我妈妈就心想着，为什么她寻求神的过程却是如此艰辛困苦呢？
And then she taught me this Chinese phrase, it's called 重男轻女。
然后所以我妈妈就说中国的一句成语重男轻女。
So in English, it basically means, you know, pay more attention to the boy than the girl.
然后也就是注重男生，然后忽略女生的意思。
So I've decided to translate this into English as the spiritual realm is sexist.
然后所以呢，我就决定，我觉得用英文来表达这个想法呢，可能就是属灵的性别歧视。
But is it, like, is that true? Is it really that the spiritual realm is sexist? It likes boys more?
但是真的如此吗？神真的是重男轻女吗？
Actually, no, it's not.
实际上不是这样的。
But the reason why people find God and His church differently is because God knows what type of bringing up they need.
然后为什么每个人在寻找神和寻找教会的经验会如此不同呢？那是因为神知道我们要经过何种的道路来寻找神，才能够真正的认识神。
Now my mom realizes that even though she did have a hard time finding True Jesus Church, she realized that God did pay a lot of care and attention to her.
然后我的母亲明白，虽然她在寻找神的过程当中经历了许多的挫折，但是在这段期间，神也给她许多的关心和注意。
He took care of her and, you know, guided her carefully to his church.
然后神一步一步小心翼翼地引导她到神的教会。
And now because of these experiences she had, she can truly say that she is deeply rooted in the faith.
也就是因为她寻求神的过程特别的辛苦，也使她对神的信仰根基也特别的牢靠。
So now she tells me that she definitely knows that God is with the True Jesus Church.
所以我妈妈可以斩钉截铁地告诉我，真耶稣教会里面就是神同在的教会。
And now she can confidently tell everyone that True Jesus Church is the only true church.
然后她可以很自信地对所有人见证说，真耶稣教会就是唯一的真教会。
Because she has been through all these churches, and the only one where she experienced God was True Jesus Church.
因为我的母亲她曾经走访许多不同的教会她只有在真耶稣教会里面找到神
And this is, you know, exactly what it says in the Bible according to Mark chapter 16 verse 20
这也就是在马可福音16章20节所说的
So basically says that that God will confirm his true church through signs and miracles.
这段经文主要的大意就是神用神迹奇事来验证他的道。
So my mom came to True Jesus Church and saw, experienced herself the works and miracles of God.
所以我母亲来到真耶稣教会，亲自的体验了神迹奇事，来验证了神的道。
So that is how my mom found True Jesus Church.
这也就是我母亲找到真耶稣教会的见证。
So how does this apply to us today?
那母亲的见证与我们今天又有什么关系呢？
Because I'm not my mom.
我又不是我的妈妈。
And neither are you guys.
你们也不是我妈妈。
So remember that story in the beginning I told you guys to keep in mind?
所以想起我最开始跟大家一起分享的那个故事吗？
The story about the Samaritan woman.
也就是撒玛利亚妇人的故事。
So I'll tell you the end of it now.
然后我现在来告诉这个故事的另外一个结局。
So after the Samaritan woman finds out that Jesus is the Messiah, she goes out into her town and tells everyone that there's this guy who's the Messiah.
所以当这撒玛利亚妇人她认识她知道耶稣就是弥赛亚之后，她兴奋地回到她的城里，向大家宣讲说她找到弥赛亚，主耶稣就是那弥赛亚。
But the people she told they were kind of, you know, skeptical. They didn't really believe her.
但听见的人却对这位撒玛利亚妇人的话感到质疑。
So they went to go see Jesus themselves.
所以他们决定要亲自去看看弥赛亚，这耶稣是谁。
And they believed.
然后他们就信了。
And then later, these people come back to the Samaritan woman.
所以后来这些人回到了撒玛利亚妇人身边。
And these people tell the Samaritan woman, "We believed not because you told us, but rather we went and experienced ourselves."
然后这些人对撒玛利亚妇人说，我们相信耶稣是弥赛亚，不是因为你告诉我们，而是因为我们亲自的去看着弥赛亚，我们认识了他，所以我们接受他成为我们的救主。
So when I went back to Florida, I hang out with my old high school buddies.
所以当我回家的时候，我与我的以前的朋友一起聚餐。
And they always ask me a bunch of questions about college life because they want to know what it's like. So they ask me, "Oh, do you like party a lot? Like, do you have a lot of friends? Do you drink?"
然后我的朋友都很好奇大学的生活是什么。然后他问我说，你有没有常常去参加宴会啊，有没有喝酒啊，然后有没有玩一些比较新奇古怪的事情。
So I told my friends, no, I don't party, I don't drink.
所以我就跟我朋友说，我没有去参加什么 party, 然后我也不喝酒。
And then my friends all told me, ah, you're so boring.
我朋友说，哦，你好无聊哦。
You don't know how to live it up.
然后你实在是很不会过生活。
And then they asked me, hey, Victoria, do you have friends?
然后最后他问我说， Victoria, 你到底有没有朋友啊？
Yes, I have friends.
有啊。
But the reason why I don't go party and the reason why I don't drink is not because, you know, my mom tells me, like, you shouldn't go party.
但是我不喝酒不参加 party 的原因不是因为我妈妈禁止我去做这些事。
Because, you know, you have a lot of freedom in college. I'm sure if I wanted to, I could.
然后的确在大学里面我们享有最多的很许多的自由，我们也想要做我们想要做的事。
But the reason why I don't party and I don't go drink because I know it affects my spirituality.
但是我之所以不愿意去参加宴会或是喝酒的原因是因为我不想要影响我的灵性。
Because I know that directly affects my relationship with God.
因为我知道如果我放纵我的情欲的话会影响我跟神之间的关系。
So it's not because my mom tells me I shouldn't drink and I shouldn't party.
所以不是我妈妈制止我去参加 party 或者喝酒。
It's because I've experienced God myself and I know that that God does not want me to do this type of thing.
然后最主要的原因关键是因为我也体验认识这位真神，我知道我的神不愿意我做这些事情来得罪他。
Because I've also received the Holy Spirit and I've also experienced God in my life.
因为我也同样我也得到圣灵，我也在生活里面体验到神的存在。
So I can't do that and hurt God.
所以我们能够做这些不好的事情来得罪伤害神。
So I believe what my mom says because I've experienced it for myself.
所以我相信我妈妈的见证是因为我自己也有类似的体验。
So if you guys don't remember anything about my testimony, I want you to remember two things.
所以如果你们今天记不得我所做的见证，我希望你能够记得两件事。
First of all, that True Jesus Church is the church that God abides in.
然后第一，真耶稣教会是有真神同在的教会。
And second of all,that Holy Spirit is with TJC and is evidenced by the rolling of tongues.
然后第二个，真耶稣教会的 真理耶稣教会有圣灵，然后这圣灵的见证就是的名，我们可以判断就是我们祷告的时候有舌头会跳动。
But of course, you don't have to take my word for it.
但是你可以不相信我的话。
Because you guys can go into TJC and experience what God has to offer yourselves.
因为你可以亲自的到真耶稣教会来看神要如何向你介绍他自己。
So I really thank God for giving me the opportunity to testify here today.
我感谢神让我今晚能够有机会与大家一同分享见证。
I really thank him for giving me all these experiences so that I can also become rooted in the faith.
那我也很感谢神让我能够有属灵的经验来认识神，并且有坚固的信仰根基。
So this concludes my testimony, and may all the praise, honor, and glory be unto his name.
愿一切尊贵荣耀归给天上的真神。